From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Hudson Bay's Columbia Memorial Hospital announced November 20th an initiative to provide firefighters in Columbia and Greene counties with free annual physicals as a way to honor the volunteers for their service. CMH Vice President of Medical Services Ronald Pope said, and I quote, "We wanted to give our volunteer firefighters something to recognize their service and thank them for what they do for all of us. We also wanted to take a more active role in helping them better manage the many health risks they face as firefighters," end quote. Pope said there has been an increase in firefighter line of duty deaths caused by medical conditions. People in seemingly good health can have potentially serious underlying conditions that can be detected and then treated thanks to a thorough physical exam. The program began earlier this year and is available at 4 CMH locations, including Hudson Medical Care, Valencia Rapid Care Center, Copaig Rapid Care Center, and the Broadway Family Care Office in Red Hook. More information is available at ColumbiaMemorialHealth.com. AAA travel forecast for 2018, 54.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more away from home this Thanksgiving. That number represents a 4.8% increase over the number of U.S. travelers last year. The upcoming holiday weekend will see the highest Thanksgiving travel volume since 2005. INREX, a global mobility analytics company, predicts travel time in the most congested U.S. cities could be as much as 4 times longer than a normal trip. In New York, INREX projects the worst time to travel in and around the metropolitan area will be between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Tuesday, November 20th. In most locations, the best days to travel will be Thanksgiving Day, Friday, or Saturday. Drivers should expect increased travel times on Sunday, as most holiday travelers will be making their way home after the long weekend. Read the full rundown at the AAA website. The Daily Freeman is reporting the rate of unemployment reported in counties throughout the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills was about a percentage point lower last month than a year earlier, according to State Department of Labor data released November 20th. Greene County had an October 2018 jobless rate of 3.5%, down from 4.7% in October 2017. Columbia County reported an October 2018 jobless rate of 2.7%, down from 3.5% 1 year earlier. According to the Labor Department, unemployment rates in October 2018 were 3.2% in Ulster County, down from 4.3% in October 2017. And Dutchess County unemployment rate last month was 3.1%, a decrease from 4.2% the year before. The highest unemployment rate statewide in October was 5.3% in Bronx County. The statewide jobless rate in October 2018 was 3.6%. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Easter Monday will no longer be official campus holidays at the University at Albany. The school is now on the same holiday schedule as state government. Students and instructors who take those days off, however, will not be penalized. Provost James Steller acknowledged this represents a big change for members of the campus community and, he said, the decision was not made lightly. Steller stressed students, faculty members, and staff still have the right to be excused from class and work, and I quote, to observe religious beliefs without penalty and with accommodations to make up missed assignments or exams, end quote. There is opposition to the decision. The calendar change sparked an online petition. Faculty members affiliated with religious studies are looking to appeal the decision. University officials argued that the growth of January and summer classes make it increasingly difficult to hold enough classes and schedule exams within the 15 weeks that state law requires per semester. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.